ख्वाबों की नगरी हकीकत बनाने जो है दिल एक दिन का ये किस्सा नहीं, खुद के होने की पहेली सुलझाने जो है दिल एक दिन का ये किस्सा नहीं। कदमों में जमा जो थकम चैन की नींद आती वहाँ, कदमों में जमा जो थकम चैन की नींद आती वहाँ, इतनी सुहानी बना होना पुरानी तेरी दास्तां।
So today is the last day of this 21 days retreat. We were hearing the song, "To make the city of dreams come true, oh my heart, this is not a day's job. To solve the mystery of your existence, oh my heart, this is not a day's job." It's only after the day of hard work that you get peaceful sleep, oh my heart, this is not a day's job. Make it so beautiful, may your story never become old. I don't say this, but the darkness say, a star resides inside a firefly. I don't say this, but the darkness says, a star resides inside a firefly. Don't spend the pearls of tears. Understand the misgivings properly. Make it so beautiful that your story never becomes old. Listen to what mistakes have to say. Its naivety lies experience. In naivety lies experience. Don't get caught in the talks of emotions. Emotional eyes can't see anything. Jazbati nazre. They can't see anything clearly. Don't spend the pearls of tears. Understand the misgivings. To make a strong road to the moon, oh my heart, this is not a day's job. To change the close, constricted arms of the heart into embracing ones, oh my heart, this is not a day's job. So, from last 21 days, we have been seeing different drills taught by Bab Dada and practicing this. Today we are going to revise everything that we have learned in last 20 days. But before that, today's effort. I bring into awareness of just the one expression, who am I? Who am I? This is the greatest search in the field of spirituality. Who am I? Again and again, I bring into my awareness, who am I, and remember my titles of self-respect I have received from God. Nowadays, human beings receive titles from human beings and they still give so much importance to them. Whereas I have received so many titles from the Father. I have received so many self-respect. Always I keep churning the list of self-respect in my intellect. Who am I? I bring that list in front of me. I maintain this intoxication and the word reason will become merged. And I will find a solution in every action. When I become the embodiment of solution, Samadhan, I will easily be able to show all souls the way to go to the land of Nirvana, the land of liberation, and liberate them. So Baba is saying, just contemplate on one thing. Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? What is the answer? You should not come to the answer immediately. That is the answer. This is the search. Never come to the answer that I am soul. Search it first of all. Who am I? Sit down and find, who am I? scan your whole life, scan your whole body, scan your breath and search and try to find, seek the answer. Who am I? Who am I? Am I the titles? Am I male? Am I female? Who am I? Am I son? What are the titles? What are the list of alphabets in front of my name? From A to Z. All the list is there. Everybody is carrying titles. Something or other in front of the name. What is that? So the best thing is to search, to find, to seek, to scan, to go into that search of the unknown. Because I really do not know who am I. Am I this hand? Am I this body? Am I these eyes? Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? Sit down and search for 1 hour first of all. Who am I? Scan your whole life and try to find out who am I? Am I the one who was hurt and is sorrowful? Am I the one who is happy and ecstatic and joyful? Am I the one who is enjoying? Am I the one who is sleepy? Am I the one who is in coma or unconscious? Who am I? What is my reality? What is the reality of my existence? You heard in the song, to solve the mystery of your existence, oh my heart. This is not a day's job. This is not a day's job. So never come to the conclusion immediately. Create a mystery. Who am I? What am I? What I have to do? And then start negating things. This is not me. This is not me. This is not me. Neti, 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 neti. This is not me. Not me. Not me. Not me. Then what remains? Something is remaining, which is indestructible, which is imperishable, which is incorporeal. That imperishable, that everlasting. Probably I am that. I'm still not sure who am I. Because I am going into the path of search. So scan your whole life. Scan your whole titles. Scan all the roles. Scan all the responsibilities. Because we are somewhere lost. Scan body. And the attachment to this body. The deep-seated attachment to addictions, to sanskars. What I am, where I am, doing what? So that is the basic question. Who am I? Search it, find it, seek it. And then gradually come to your titles. Simply saying that I am a soul, that is also not enough. Which soul? Everybody is a soul. But which soul? Soul, to come to this conclusion itself is a great task. Because I am thinking something which is invisible. That am I. So it's not a simple thing. To complete the formalities, you can always say, I am soul and I am this soul and that soul. But what about the experience? Experience should be very deep, profound at the level of body and practical, which can be reproduced again and again. So if it is only and merely an intellectual play, then that will not give you any experience. Simply to keep on chanting, I am a soul, I am a soul, I am a soul, I am a great soul, I am a great soul, I am a great soul. This is just at the level of intellect, imagination. Or you are just learning by rote. You are just repeating like a parrot what somebody has taught you. Somebody, just as a parrot is taught. So parrot keeps on repeating and repeating and repeating. So has his intellect, or is he progressing intellectually or even spiritually? No. So mere repetition, mere writing of things is not enough. Simply even churning also is not enough. Churning, sitting, cogitating, contemplating. Oh, I am a soul. What sort of soul? Okay, that is helpful. But experience that will not give. For experience, you need something deeper. Something profound, some drills, some search, some investigation, some research. So who am I? Just sit and scan and search. Some answer will come out. Yes, this, it seems I am this, which is not body. So if I am that metaphysical thing, not the physical, if am I that incorporeal, not the corporeal, So what is my nature? Then start searching. If I come to the conclusion, I am a soul. Now where is the soul? Now start. Where it is? In the knees? In the heart? Or abdomen? Where it is? Where do I feel the sensation? Then come, okay, this might be, it might be here, I'm not sure. It looks it to be here. Then next, how it is? What is the nature? It is big or small? So how is it to touch? If you touch the soul, we'll be able to touch it. It is tangible, intangible. It is palpable, impalpable. How it is? Then what is the nature of the soul? What are the elements, ingredients of the soul? These are the investigations we are doing. How, what soul is made up of? How it looks like? What colors? What shape? What form? And if it is like that, what is the very nature of the soul? What are the things it is made up of? Love or hatred? What is there in the depth of the soul? If this is the thing, circle, there are layers after layers. At the lowest, at the center, it is pure. But there are so many layers of impurity. So I can't feel it. Unless and until all these layers are removed, I cannot have that deep experience of the soul. So this is the basic thing. Who am I? If you can just understand this or experience this, whole spirituality is easy. So this is today's question. So now let us revise what we have done in last 20 days. So what are the different drills we did? Day 1, we discussed lighthouse. Who am I? I am the light. Not just light, but the lighthouse. What is the aim, purpose of lighthouse? It gives light to other, it gives directions to the lost ships. So many things. So the whole world is lost at present. In today's Murli, Sakar Murli, last line, Maya has broken the link with God. And yesterday, what is the wonder of Maya? Yesterday, Sakar Murli. What is the wonder of Maya? Yes, it makes you forget the Father. That is the wonder of the Maya. So, practicing being a lighthouse. In today's Murli also, Baba said, last paragraph, you are lighthouse. You are lighthouse. So now, when I say I am lighthouse, it's not again the question of repeating. I am lighthouse, I am lighthouse, I am lighthouse. It's a parrot. I am a mobile lighthouse, moving, talking, whilst moving, whilst talking, while doing everything. There is a light. Which light? The light of knowledge, the light of vairagya, light of renunciation is within me, the light of dispassion, the light of disinterest, the light of God's love, the light of yoga is within me, the light of seva, the light of pure feelings and pure emotions, yeah? Nature. So, everything, I am the being of light. I am light in my soul, I am light in my body. So that is the first drill that we did. Then we learned about concentration drills. How to improve concentrations. For in that we saw how to we should increase our green time. Green time. So spend the time, increase the time spent in nature. Then how to increase concentration. Don't do multitasking. Be focused just on one. Make a list of distractions. When I study something, what are the distractions? It is the notifications, emails, this, that. You know, there are different types of bhattis. 21 days is a very beautiful figure. So people have done beautiful new habit forming tricks, like checking email once a day for 21 days. This is a retreat. Checking mail only once a day. For 21 days. You decide which time. But that is a retreat. This is how people have worked. People have worked. So, then exercise increases concentration. Because when you are exercising, you are totally focused on body. So, concentration increases. Then memorizing things increases concentration. Just memorize things. Just memorize the whole Vardhan, whole blessing. Just memorize the entire slogan. Just memorize the question and answer. Or whichever slogan you read outside, anywhere on the board. Just try to memorize them. So this process of memorization helps you in concentration. Then We saw about attentive listening. Whenever you are listening, listening as if your whole life depends upon that. Just imagine that, suppose I am speaking now and I have the map, or I am going to reveal the secret of some treasure, the map or some password. So how attentively you will listen? Oh, the moment I get that code word, I can open any treasure. So with that much attention. Then we had seen five more rule. What is five more rule? Five more. What is this? Yes. If you are sitting in yoga and you feel you have to get up, sit for 5 more minutes and then get up. You are exercising, you feel now I should stop exercising. Do for 5 more minutes and then stop. You are reading Murli, you are doing some churning. You feel it's enough now. Do for 5 more minutes and then stop. Now you're too much hungry. You want to just go and gulp. Wait for 5 minutes and then go. So that is the rule of five more. You are reading something. You have finished reading. Read 5 more pages or 5 more minutes and then stop. Otherwise, don't stop. But don't apply this to sleep. 5 more minutes will make from 4 o'clock till 5 o'clock. And the Amrit Vela is gone. So 5 more rules means all creative work have to be done for 5 more minutes. 5 more minutes. 5 more minutes. Churning, 5 more minutes. Amrit Vela, you want to get up? 5 more minutes. Reading, 5 more minutes. Nature, 5 more minutes. You have finished one round of Naki? 5 more minutes. 5 more? So, 5 more. Tell your mind. You have to train your mind. It's a very wild animal. It needs training. And for training, you have to sweat. You have to do all those things which are against your mind. What is the nature of the mind? Mind wants to sleep, to eat, comforts, conveniences, no exercise, no tension, no churning. This is the nature of the mind. Eat whatever you want and sleep as long as you want. These are the, understand the tendencies of the mind. Now we are creating a revolt. We are creating an earthquake on the mind, on the land of subconscious mind. So naturally, many things will, everything is shaken inside. All new concepts, new thoughts, new revolution, new planning, which we have never done before. Mind just is, you're throwing the body in such a intense activity, which it had never experienced before. So five more. So this we had seen, 5 more rule. Then, rethink your environment. Whichever office you are working, change everything. Change the color. If your house, if you feel this color is not good, put new color. So atmosphere will change. Bring in some pots, trees inside the house. Change the atmosphere. Put wind chime, salt lamp, and paint everything green. Inside there should be some posters, green posters or some scenic beauty or anything. But change it, everything. If the sofa is on this side, change it and make it on this side. Let's see. If you are sleeping like this, change the decorations, change the structure of your office, everything. Do everything here and there and let's see what happens. The gross changes will bring about subtle changes. Then, so this was, we worked upon concentration. Then next day we talked about full stop. So go in intense activity and apply a immediate full stop. What full stops you will have? Hands, full stop. Eyes, full stop. Breath, full stop. Speaking, full stop. Eating, full stop. So many things. Then gradually apply full stop to your thoughts. Statue. Just stop. Emotions, feelings, desires, past, future worries. So full stop. Then we had seen 7 doors of detached observership. What are the detached observership? First, observe the breath. Second, observe the body. Body scanning meditation. From top till bottom, top till bottom, top till bottom, top till bottom. Then observe your mind as a detached observer. Then observe your addictions. Then observe your routine, dincharya. How you are doing in life. Then observe the whole world drama. Then observe what are all the important events that happened in your life. So these are the seven doors of Sakshi or detached observership. So we worked on this. Then side scenes. What we saw? Everything is a side scene. This is a side scene. This is a side scene. This is somebody comes and praises you so much. You are so good. You do so much service. Service should be like this. Baba is so happy seeing you doing this service. This is the service. I also want to do service like you. How nice you feel. You're speaking so well. I also want to speak like this. You write so well. I also want to write like this. You draw so nicely. When I will learn this, please teach me how to draw. You take care of your department so well. Please teach me that. So there is an intense, invisible and visible also joy within when somebody praises. And then somebody comes and suddenly he speaks, blurts out such things that all enthusiasm is gone. He says, you are not worth doing this service. You should better go home. This is not the way to do service. You are not understood what is Gyan and what is Yoga. So, bitter things, hurting things, sharp things, uncomfortable things, insulting things, pinching things, taunting, pinching, commenting. These are all things people don't like, they don't love. But this is a play and this is a sight scene. So you are in a train. This is your destination. You are going. Somebody is sleeping. Somebody, wife and husband are fighting. There is a farm. Then there is somebody who is in the market. Then so many things. There is a school. There is an office. There is nothing in between. There are so many things happening while you travel by train. So just observe them as sightseeing. So also this is life. So also things are happening. There's a play which is going on. So we saw this also. Next, we saw three forms of drill. Brahmin, angel and deity. Brahmins means we focused here on food. So one very good habit is to do a weekly fast. Okay. Once a week, you can go for liquids or fruits. Or you can, if you are accustomed or if you have been doing it for a long time, you can straight away go for dry. So dry fast once a week, which we do on every, from Friday 6 p.m. to Saturday 6 p.m. This is a very good practice. This will give a physiological rest to the body and this will also make you aware of the cravings for food, cravings of the body. It's a very powerful practice and very essential for in spirituality. Once a week. If you can't do it once a week, once in 15 days. If you find even that difficult, then to become Swarajya Adhikari is a tough job. You must develop detachment because food is the greatest material bondage. Unless and until the mind goes above food and all the test things, there is no experience of soul. So three forms. Then we saw again three forms, Nirakari, Akari and Sakari. At one moment incorporeal, then angel and then Karma Yogi. Then we saw what all things we can do in 1 second. In 1 second you can go in Paramdham and come back. In 1 second you can go in Golden Age and come back. In 1 second you go to your form of Copper Age, Varshivadi form and come back. In 1 second become an angel and come back. In 1 second have the round of all the four places of Madhuban and come back. So everything to be done in 1 second or 1 minute if you can't do it in 1 second or 5 minutes if you can't do it in one minute. So these are the different drills. Then we saw different colorization. See soul as a colored visualization. Then we saw apply a bindi, actual bindi you apply here and move around. And then we saw mirror meditation. Sit in front of the mirror and see. This is known as mirror meditation. Then we had seeing a purple flower, purple lotus here. Purple lotus is opening and the soul is within it. Then we had seen candle flame here. The candle flame. Then balloon. I am holding a balloon and this is a soul is a balloon. And the string is there and I let go of the string and the balloon flies up. So this is the form of meditation. Then we saw different methods of conquering senses. What were they? how to control the mind. Mind control, giving the example of that stick which the elephant is carrying in his trunk. Okay. Then wearing the dress, angelic dress. Again food, again work. Then we also saw something about yoga nidra. You should practice yoga nidra multiple times throughout the day, and what are the different stages that we had seen in last 20 days. Then we had also seen something about barefoot walking. Spend at least 40 to 45 minutes every day walking on the soil, and the rays of the sun fall upon you and you experience the touch with the earth. So that is barefoot walking. Then we also saw to move more and more into silence and talking less, and why we talk so much. Then we also saw methods of detachment. What are the methods of detachment? See everything as transient. Then observe your thoughts. Make friends with uncertainty. Practice allowing. Should let go of the shoulds and musts. And stop looking for happiness in external things. And what are the detachments? Six types of detachment. Material goals. Relationships. Sense of time. Thoughts, work, experience. One should develop detachment from this. And we also saw death awareness meditation. Death awareness meditation. There are 9 steps in that. So keep on thinking about death, contemplating about death. And we also did it in the afternoon session. How to think about death all the time and to have detachment from the body. And yesterday we had seen about crown. So make a crown, put it here. And move around. Tilak, I am the ancestor. I am the worship of the soul. And throne, wherever you sit on the chair, feel as if this is a Bab Dada's heart throne. So these are all the different things we did in last 20 days. Today is what? What is the date today? 21st January 2018. 21st January 1969 was the first Avyakta Murli. In that first Avyakta Murli, Baba said, you have heard enough. But do you remember the Murli of 1 year back? No. So now Baba is giving you time to revise all the Murlis. Rather than learning, good thing is new things are okay. But also you should be able to revising. Keep on revising whatever you have learnt. So these are the 21 days we did. So keep on revising. And today, who am I? Who am I? Who am I? Search. But you need not to ask others, who am I? But the people will think you otherwise. So this is an internal search. Who am I? What am I? What is my personality? What is my behavior pattern? What is my reaction pattern? When I am insulted, how do I react? When I am praised, how do I react? When I am commented upon, when I am taunted, hurt, how do I react? When I am extremely happy, when I am extremely unhappy? What thing hurt me? What are the things that keep me undisturbed? What are my weakest point? What are my deepest weaknesses? My addictions, my habits. Work on them. So this is the entire Purushartha. Okay. So this is the series we are ending today. Next series we will be starting soon. Maybe tomorrow, or I'll let you know. And the name of the series will be Here Comes the Bridegroom. Here all Bab Dada has said to double foreigners till now. All those sayings of Bab Dada we will be discussing. Om Shanti.